First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Gilda Zellan rambles into Delicious.
I was reading The Bleeding Heart by Mary Oliver, and she used the word delicious to describe her grandmother. As I read it, I experienced a grandmother. My shoulders rose and scrunched up, my eyes gathered into a tight squeeze, and my whole body relaxed into a feeling of well-being. This has always been my response to the word and the meaning of delicious. It is my sense of smell that is usually affected by the word. The odor of a fresh apple pie cooling on a rack, the golden brown color peppered with a dash of cinnamon, waves of steam rising into the air permeating my sense of smell, and as I pass by, I succumb to the meaning of delicious. Or sitting in front of my fireplace in midwinter, wrapped in my robe that is slightly worn at the elbows, flecks of crumbs from the apple pie scattered over my breast, digging my body deeper into the familiar depressions of the couch, I become engrossed in the leaping flames and relax into the deliciousness of the odor of burning logs. And what could be more delectable than the smell of an infant's neck deep in between the purity of the pink folds? This sets me off completely. It is my sense of smell and all the earthiness, sweetness, and purity that it conjures up in my mind that makes my body react, and I am fulfilled and comforted into deliciousness.
Gilda Zellan is a Santa Cruz County resident and a published author. If you would like to share your stories or opinion, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Meet Fisher and Matilda Rand.